JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, Goodman Property, what happened? There's a loss there.
There is a loss there, but you have to look through, and I think there's a couple of interesting stories in here. So Goodman Property Trust, for listeners out there that aren't familiar with it, Goodman Property Trust is a listed property company. So it owns and manages property. It's listed on the NZ Exchange, and it's a really good way, along with the other listed property vehicles, things people like Argosy and Kiwi Property, it's a really good way for retail investors to get exposure to a diversified sort of professionally managed portfolio of properties, and at JMI Wealth we use these a lot. Now, Goodman Property Trust has got a market capitalization of just over $3 billion. It actually owns about $4.7 billion worth of property, so it does have some debt and has some bonds issued out there as well. Now, the property sector has been battling some headwinds recently, and most relevant is the higher interest rate structure, because that's an important factor in property valuations. And you can see the impact of interest rates on what you've just talked about, on the result. But at the same time, it also illustrates the sort of sector that's quite robust. So those lower property values are vividly illustrated in the $226 million fall in the value of its properties. And to put it into sort of relative terms, that's a 4.6% reduction in value over the period. So that creates that reported loss after tax of $163 million. It looks a bit ugly, doesn't it? But if you look through it, if you look through it, go through the weeds, as we say these days, and look at the operating earnings before tax, $68.1 million, which is robust, and it's a 5.9% increase from the first half of FY23. So underlying cash earnings, 3.75 cents per unit. That's a 6.5% increase as well, and distributions have increased. Now, Goodman owns industrial property, and it's got really good exposure to sectors like logistics, warehousing, supply chain infrastructure, and those sectors are still looking pretty good. So it's got really high occupancy, 99.6% occupancy, don't get a lot higher than that. It's seeing good rental uplift as their leases are repriced. So yes, the valuations are lower, but the actual operating stats are strong now. Share price was at the end of October. All of these things got smacked at the end of October. It was down to $1.97. Yesterday, though, it has recovered quite a lot over the course of November. Share price at $2.14 at the moment.
Right, Tower, what about them?
Yeah, well, look, mate, we're coming to the end of 2023, and how could we forget the way we started the year with the awful weather events? And actually, Mark, I think those weather events played a really big part in sort of setting the mood for the country over this year. You know, we all started off in that sort of negative space, and we very hard to get out of it. They may be fading from our memory now, but the financial costs are still being counted. So Tower Limited yesterday released its 12-month result. It has also reported a small net loss, $1.2 million. The board has decided to declare no dividend. However, yet again, you've got to look through the impact of those one-off things, look at the underlying profit. It was weaker as well, but it also tells another story. They had a huge deluge of things like motor vehicle claims. We talked about this yesterday, Mike, the fact that all these vehicles had to be sold through Turner's car auctions and various other places, but it also created an enormous amount of work for these insurance companies, so they got a real ramp up in costs. Their customer numbers are up. That's a positive. They're what we call gross written premiums. That's a key statistic for insurance companies. That was up 17%. They're optimistic about the outlook. They're looking to return to more normal, usual earnings, forecasting a net profit for the next financial year in the $22 to $27 million range.
I noticed they're exiting the commercial rural sector too.
Yes,
which is interesting. Now, listen, I raised this on the program yesterday, and I'm glad you picked this up. This governor of, I think her story is our story, and our story is their story. It's sticking, and we got problems. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree, and so it's quite relevant listening. So she's two things I thought. I'll just take two things out of what she talked about yesterday. She referred to their inflation now being a homegrown story, which is exactly what the issue that we've got, and that's really based upon demand factors within the local economy, exactly the same as us. But then she talked about migration, and she said migration's a big thing, but you've sort of hit the nail on the head here, Mike, in terms of, you know, we've got this $745,000 number in the UK, but think about the Australian population.
Exactly.
They're running at 500,000. And what's happening over there, Mike? They're getting problems now in their housing market. And I think that's incredibly relevant for us here in New Zealand, because I think we're going to start to potentially see some of those same issues cropping up over 2024. Because we've got 120,000 people come in. It's not slowing down. And Mike, they've got to live somewhere, right?
Right.
And so I think we're going to see similar issues in the New Zealand context as well, particularly because we're not going to build as many houses.
Couldn't agree more. What are the numbers?
So the US markets, they're on holiday, but the Wednesday close was higher. So all of those markets there, when they did last close, were up sort of 0.4 to 0.5%. So you had positive momentum into the Thanksgiving holiday, which is great. FTSE 100 was up 14.7483. Overnight, the Nikkei was up 98 points, about 0.3%. 33,451. Shanghai Composite was up 0.6%, 3061. And the Australasian markets yesterday, the ASX 200 lost 44 points, 7029. And the NZX 50 gained 18 points, 0.16%, 11,187. This morning, one Kiwi dollar will get you 0.6048 US dollars on the wholesale market, 0.9212 Aussie, 0.5545 Euro, 0.4825 pounds, 90.46 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,990, and Brent crude tipped over 80 bucks again, $81.01.
You have a fabulous weekend. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.